Candace Owens will sue Facebook over blatant censorship. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 19, 2020. Blexit founder Candace Owens will sue Facebook over its blatant censorship after the social media platform demonetized her page following her comments about Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, swearing into Congress in 2017 as an Indian American. Candace Owens said that Facebook has suppressed her page after she commented her thoughts on Senator Harris being chosen as Democrat nominee Joe Biden's vice president for the upcoming November election. "I am so excited that we get to watch Kamala Harris, who swore into Congress as an Indian American, now play the I'm a black a woman card all the way until November," said Owens upon hearing the news. Fun times. In her post, Owens included an Associated Press image from January 3, 2017, when Harris was sworn in as a senator. The Facebook post was later labeled as exhibiting false information, which was checked by independent fact-checkers. According to AP's assessment, in interviews, Harris has regularly talked about how her mother, who was from India, raised her as black. The so-called fact-checkers now claim that social media users are falsely suggesting that Harris only recently began identifying as black. "I never said that Kamala never said she was black. I said she swore into Congress as Indian American, which is true," Owens told Breitbart News in a phone interview. "It's also my opinion that I'm looking forward to watching Kamala Harris, who swore into Congress as an Indian American, now play the I'm a black woman card," continued Owens. "Fact checkers can't tell me what I'm looking forward to. That is the blatant censoring of an opinion." The Blexit founder added that she will be suing Facebook over its censorship. "Facebook is now hiding behind fact checkers to censor people," she Owens. "They say it's third party, but these people obviously have to be in coordination with Facebook. This is election interference," she added. Last year, Owens was suspended on Facebook after posting about liberal supremacists and statistics regarding poverty rates in fatherless homes. Facebook later restored Owens' account, claiming it had made a mistake. Regarding her latest experience with Facebook censorship, Owens mentioned that Lead Stories, which was co-founded and by Alan Duke, a former CNN employee, has recently become a fact-checker for the social media giant. "It's a brand new company, and now it's fact-checking for Facebook," said Owens. "So we're looking forward to having them through discovery." Owens also explained that she has been able to get false information ratings removed from her Facebook page, but that the process requires a lawyer for each instance of censorship. "Every time you get fact-checked and censored, you have to get a lawyer to fight each instance," Owens explained to Breitbart News. "Lead Stories eventually removed a false rating they gave me, but you have to go through a lawyer every time, and it's costly. All they, fact-checkers, have to do is find one opposite opinion, and they can give you a false rating," she added. "You have to send a legal letter every time to get it reversed." Owens added that she will be setting up a legal fund in order to cover the cost of taking on Facebook with her impending lawsuit. "The censorship issue is real and we haven't done enough to fight it as conservatives," she said. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter @AlmaMastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.